mentioned last week, we had three presentations. One of them was presented last week on the book written by a priest called Jerome Palmer, who is a Catholic priest from California, and he was commissioned by a publisher, famous publisher in California, to go in 1969, investigate and write the book, and he wrote it very well. It's out of print. There's one copy left on Amazon for $100, but if you wish to have it as a PDF, give me your email and we'll give it to you free. This is a very good, very important book. The second one which we will present today was written by a lady called Pearl Zaki. She's an American woman from a Reformed background. And she wrote it after she saw the apparitions and started giving the word all around in America, particularly in the East Coast. So that's the cover of the book. And about her and the book, she as I said, she's an American from a Reformed background, was married to an Egyptian physician, and she lives now in Minnesota. The publisher was Queenship Publishing Gulata in California. The apparition, I'm going to go through quickly the first few slides because that will be repeated. You don't have to worry about it. Repeated before in the book before and repeated here too again. These slides were prepared by Raul Verma. Is he with us today or not? Not, his mother is here, I think. Anyhow, this is the second presentation by the pre-servants, and he talks about the apparitions and the appearance and what forms. You will see more of this in the next presentation, which on Thursday will be given by Bishoy and his sister. Actually, his sister is the one who prepared the presentation for a third book, which is very good. So this is one of the main photos for the apparitions, actually the most important one. And we show it to you again last week in the book of Palmer. This is the author. Her name is Pearl Zaki. This photo is taken from the video which we showed to you last week on the documentary we prepared by an American outlet. And I just picked that out of her presentation. We'll talk about more about her sentiments about the apparitions. She has more than 10 chapters, most of them about the church, about her the contacts with the bishops, particularly the late Bishop Samuel, who was martyred when Sadat was assassinated. And he encouraged her actually to write the book. So she thanked him, and she has letters written in the book from him to her and so on. In chapter 5, that's what her testimony is. She talks about it in detail in more than 3 pages, and I'm summarizing them for you here. She went to Egypt, specifically with her son, is 9 years old. They went together in August, and they wanted to see the apparition. They went on 4 nights, August 7, 8, 9, and 10, in 1968, and they didn't see anything. She was almost giving up, but her sister-in-law took her and visited His Holiness Bob Kyrillos. On the 11th in the morning, she heard about that she appeared. On the 12th in the morning, she heard that Our Lady appeared on the 11th when they didn't go. So, but anyhow, on the morning of the 12th, they went to Bob Kyrillos, and they had seven, 8 minutes audience with him. Most of it was in Arabic with her sister-in-law, but he put the cross on the eyes of the boy, 19 years old, and his name is Nagi. He told him, you will see her 3 times. And then his mother went just talked to her sister-in-law. He didn't say when. So His Holiness Pope Kyrillos overheard her saying that. He told her in English, tonight, twice. And they went in that night of the 12th, and they stayed all the night until 4 a.m. when they saw the apparitions. The book, you will read in it, and you will see how she described the way she saw the apparitions. That's essentially what, as I said, the book, this book is it was published in 2002, and God willing, we will get a PDF form from it too. You could have it, but I have some of the older publications that are here. If you wish to have one, feel free to take it, but please put a little donation to cover the. We got it from the U.S. from Stasoni Sonia, who is the wife of the late Father Bishoy Dimitri, and she is the one actually. She sent us all what she has in her bookstore. So these are the last books in the world about that book. But this one, God willing, I have to tell you that I talked to this author last week, last Saturday. She's 93 years old, but she was so excited to talk about the apparition in a voice almost like a teenager. So I asked her, what is your sentiments at the 50th anniversary? And she said, I feel like I saw her last night, emphatically this way. You will hear more about her sentiment on the apparitions in the next presentation on Thursday, which was written by Violette Mikhail. At the end of her presentation, you will see a nice quotation of what she said about the apparitions. I asked her about your son. He's now 59 years old. She said he did make drawing about the apparitions, and they are shown in the book. There are two drawings. One of them is here, and the second is one of here. I conclude by saying from chapter 12 at the end, she said that Father Constantine, who is the priest of the chair of St. Mary in Zaytun, apparently the Our Lady appeared to him. And this testimony is written by Bishop Gregorius because he met with him. He didn't want to say, Father Constantine didn't want to say about what happened with him and her and St. Mary, but he asked him, please, I want your testimony. And he said, she said to him two words, to be ready for my coming. And that's what Pearl Zaki wrote in the last chapter in here, how to be ready. And what she says essentially that Our Lady didn't talk, didn't give any messages in her apparitions, but in her last, in her talk to Father Constantine, she said, be ready. So be ready for Jesus to come, be ready in your life, and that's what it is. So I leave though with that, but to give you just a hint of how important this book is. And as I said, there are a few copies here. If you want one, give just a little donation in that little carton box, because we the church paid for the customs and for the postage or whatever, anyhow. So, but later, hopefully, we'll have a PDF form from the latest version, which is very good too, and that will be free. I'm not saying that's it, but keep a copy for that for you and for those who are interested to read it. So God willing, on Thursday, we will have Bishoy and his sister present on the third book, which is written by a British author called Francis Johnston. And he essentially quotes lots from Pearl Zaki's and from Jerome, Father Palmer's book. But he has additional material, which really interesting ones, which Violette did write in her presentation, and you will be interested to read that. With that, I conclude and thank you.